counsel, the Adelaide Council solicitor, put forward their legal arguments for why I had committed an offence under what's called Section 444 of the Education Act 1996. And the upshot of the case was that it was thrown out. The magistrates agreed with our legal argument that the legislation is very clear. It simply says that a parent has committed an offence if their child fails to attend school regularly. My daughter's attendance was, on the worst case analysis, just over 90%, 90.3%. And if you looked at the whole school year, it was about 94%. And the previous school year, it had been 93.8%. And the magistrates absolutely rightly concluded that this was not a breach of the legislation. And we were able to cite a very important case, which lots of parents need to be aware of. It's called the London Borough of Bromley versus C. And a High Court judge in that decision said that, of itself, an unauthorised family holiday could not amount to a breach of the legislation. You had to look at all the circumstances. So the legislation is nice and simple. It's not complex. It just simply says your child must attend school regularly. And if it doesn't, if your child doesn't attend school regularly, you've committed an offence. And my child had attended school regularly. It's irrelevant that the 6 days absence that she had to go on holiday, overall her attendance was excellent, and her educational attainment as well was excellent, although that's not a that's just a background, it doesn't matter. But she was doing extremely well at school, and I came to the decision that I was going to take her on holiday, and we did. And as it turned out, I was proved absolutely right. It's not a criminal offence to take your kids on holiday.